What you say really allows the other person to hear you like from a different way, right? And we want you to make sure that you're always showing up as an expert. We want to make sure that you're always showing up as an authority. We want to make sure that you're always showing up as someone who is, I don't want to say higher than them, but definitely not like coming down to like chase anybody, right? And a lot of times the words in which we use in our sales conversations actually have us like chasing and in this like needy energy, and we absolutely want to start to shift that right away. Hello and welcome to the Scale Your Sales Podcast. I am your host and soon to be BFF, Jillian Murphy. If you are absolutely exhausted of hearing the same podcast that only leave you feeling motivated and just a bunch of fluff, well, you have absolutely landed on the right podcast. In this podcast, we are going to talk about the most important skill you need in your business, and that is how to generate sales. We are going to dive deep into topics such as messaging, marketing, how to organically drive traffic into your business through lead generation. We are going to talk about how to create consistent cash months inside of your business. And we are also going to talk about how to build a company that isn't just making money, but is actually building wealth while also getting back your most important thing, which I know is time freedom. Now, I am here for real talk, real advice, and straightforward tips that you can always walk away and implement immediately into your business. But I have to tell you, I am not your typical business mentor. We are gonna have real talk about your real business. So if you are looking for somebody that's going to tell you that you can just manifest your business or how to make $1 million tomorrow, this is not the podcast for you. We are gonna talk about real skills to build a real business. I have spent over 25 years in the corporate sales space, generating over $1 million in sales through multiple industries. In the online space, I have been able to help over 500 entrepreneurs not only grow their sales, but scale their businesses. Several times per week, we are going to bring you solo episodes, guest episodes, how-to episodes, and even hot seat coaching. So if you are ready to scale your sales, let's freaking go. What's up, babes? Welcome back to the podcast. Are you guys loving the new name of the podcast? Are you guys loving the new graphic? Tell me all of the things. I mean, I'm kind of obsessed with it, but I need to make sure that you guys are also obsessed with it. Also, I have to warn you, I am doing this podcast from my kitchen, and here in Arizona, my kitchen is also my laundry room. It's also my dining room table. Like, it is small AF where I live in Arizona. So you might hear my washer in the background, and we're not even going to try to edit it out. We are just going to roll with it. And what we're going to talk about today is some phrases that I would love for you to absolutely quit saying immediately if you want to grow your sales. So one of the reasons why your words are so important in sales is because what you say really allows the other person to hear you like from a different way, right? And we want you to make sure that you're always showing up as an expert. We want to make sure that you're always showing up as an authority. We want to make sure that you're always showing up as someone who is, I don't want to say higher than them, but definitely not like coming down to like chase anybody, right? And a lot of times the words in which we use in our sales conversations actually have us like chasing and in this like needy energy. And we absolutely want to start to shift that right away. So the first one is, I know you're busy, but. So immediately when you say like, I know you're busy, but I just wanted to reach out, or I know you're busy, but I just wanted to follow up, or I know that you're busy, but blank, 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 blank. Like, what this does is when you say, I know you're busy, it's actually allowing the other person to feel like they are superior to you, right? Like, oh, what is this person like? They're bothering me, right? Like, oh, do you only have 5 minutes for me? So what I would love for you to say is like, hey, John, I know that you and I are both really busy in our business, but I wanted to reach back out in regards to, or Hey, I know that you and I are both running around, in our businesses, but I wanted to touch base with you on this since the last time we talked. What it does is it actually puts you on like equal playing fields and not like you are lower than them in that like you're trying to chase in their schedule, right? Are you free for 5 minutes? We never want to ask somebody if they are free for 5 minutes because time is one of the most important things that anybody has. And as soon as we say, like, are you free for 5 minutes? Instantly, what they're going to say is, no, actually, I'm not. I'm really busy right now. Or no, I'm not. I'm tied up right now. Or no, that doesn't work for me right now. I remember when I was in corporate sales, I was at food service distribution. So I would go into restaurants, bars, bowling alleys, sporting arenas, like all these different places. And I would go up to the front desk, or I would go up to the chef, or I would go up to the hostess stand, or I would go up to the office, right? And I would always say, like, hey, does John have 5 minutes? And it was really easy for them to say, no, he doesn't, right? So we really want to avoid anything with like a time limit around it, right? The same thing with like, do you have a minute? We don't want to do any of those things. Sorry for the follow-up. We never want to say sorry for the follow-up because we are not sorry. We actually hold the solution of what it is that the other person needs, right? So maybe you're following up because you want to help somebody with their sales, right? Maybe you're following up with somebody because you want to teach them how to sell in the DMs. Maybe you're following up with somebody because you guys had an appointment last week. So you never want to apologize for actually following up because at the end of the day, you're following up based on something that this person actually needs, right? So we never ever want to say sorry for the follow-up. Not sure if you got my last message or email. This is like one of the oldest things in the book. And you guys, please just please do not do this. When we say this, we're basically like, I feel like we are calling our client out, like, hey, did you check your email or did you get my last message? Right? We don't want to ever say something like that. And you guys, it's 2024. People are getting our messages. People are seeing our messages on Instagram. People are opening their emails if they want to get it. So saying, like, not sure if you saw my last message or email is just really something you don't want to say anymore, right? And then the last thing is, like, I hope you are doing well. I know this sounds like a really good thing to say, and you might feel like, well, why can't I say that I hope somebody is doing well? Like, I really do hope somebody is doing well. But what you really want to do is you want to talk to them as, again, like, hey, John, I know that you were really working on this situation the last time we talked, and I would love to actually talk to you a little bit more about that. When you say something like, I hope you're doing well, this just really, again, puts you at a lesser position, and we never want to be in a lesser position, right? And then my favorite one is, can I pick your brain for a minute? Please, for the love of God, please do not use this in any of your sales messaging, in any of your copy, in any of your DMs, or quite honestly, even when you're reaching out to coaches or mentors. So, you guys, I know this episode was short. Go back and actually write all of these down and make sure you're not saying these things in your DMs conversations. You're not saying these things in your messages. You're not saying these things in your DM conversations. And if you guys need any help with any of your language, you guys know the Infinity Program is always available. This is something that we are taking clients in at all times for. And this is where we work on your messaging, your marketing, your sales, your close, your retention, how to approach people, role playing, what not to say, right? All of the things that are going to help you drive your sales. So when you are ready to be in a position that you want to grow your sales, absolutely know that my DMs are open and I would love to talk to you more about Infinity. Until then, happy selling. Thank you so much for tuning into the Scale Your Sales podcast. If today's episode has you fired up, would you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple or Spotify podcast? Or of course, you can always take a screenshot and share it on your social media. That is the way we grow this show and so that other people can absolutely learn how to grow their sales as well. I am on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to freaking love sales because the reality is sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So remember, keep showing up and being unapologetic about selling because once you fall in love with selling, the sky is absolutely the limit. Until next time, happy selling, and my DMs are always open. I can't wait to get to know you better.